Second Kings chapter number 4. Amen. Let's just start at verse 35. I read more scriptures above this last time, speaking of Elisha, the man of God, how that the Shunammite woman here, amen, how that she lost her son. You know the story. Amen. He died out there in the field, and she called for the man of God. Then he returned and walked in the house to and fro and went up and stretched himself upon him. And the child sneezed 7 times. And the child opened his eyes, and he called Gehazi, amen, and said, call this Shunammite. So he called her, and when she was come in unto him, he said, take up thy son. Then she went in and fell at his feet, bowed herself to the ground, took up her son and went out. And Elisha came again to Gilgal. Well, I read too much. Verse 37, and she went in and fell at his feet, and bowed herself to the ground and took up her son and went out. Amen. And I was dealing here with, I got 7 things. Amen. I don't want to be real repetitive here tonight, but sneeze. Webster, if you want to look up in our world-renowned Webster dictionary, Webster says to sneeze means to expel, to get rid of something. Amen. Yeah. I don't want to over-spiritualize this, but here this young man, God had blessed this Shunammite woman with a child. Amen. God had given her the desire of her heart. And I believe she was doing right by this son. She had given to the Lord and no doubt tried to raise him right. But, amen, if ever before on the face of this earth do I believe that the devil is fighting the youth, the young in our day and hour,
right,
I believe he's fighting today.
Right.
Amen.
Sure.
And, like I said, I don't want to over-spiritualize this, but if we're going to have revival, amen, in this day, I tell you what, we're going to have to get rid of some things.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. The first thing that I preached about the other night, and I got caught up on my first point and didn't get any further, we're going to have to get rid of unbelief. Amen.
Right.
Praise God. Everybody else standing around saw this young son kill over my head, and he fell over, if you remember. Amen. And he died. Praise God. And no doubt she hollered, somebody help, somebody help. Can you imagine? You know, just think if this happened right out here, we would try our best to help. But, amen, this boy didn't have a pulse. He wasn't breathing. His heart quit beating. Amen. And no doubt they said, we'll help you what we can. We'll help you with the funeral expense. Maybe they was already passing a hat, amen, to help this lady what they could. But she said, no, I want my son. Amen. Right. And she said, I believe if we could find the man of God,
yes,
he could touch God for me. Woo. Amen.
All right.
She believed. Everybody else did not believe. Amen. But this woman believed. Hallelujah. Yeah. And I believe, you can preach another time right here, so I got to watch out, amen, and not get caught up. But if ever we're going to have revival in this day and in this hour, praise God, we're going to have to believe God, amen. Thank God, I still believe God starts churches, don't you?
Yeah.
I still believe God saves sinners, don't you? I still believe God fills with the Holy Ghost, don't you? I still believe God empowers the church, amen, in a dark hour, don't you? It's time for the church of the living God to believe that we have a great God and he can do great exploits. Amen. I tell you, nothing is impossible to them that believe. If there's ever an hour when the church needs to get faith in God, it's today. Hallelujah. Hey, thank God for Trump, but Trump ain't the answer to this world's problem. Amen. Thank God for, amen, amen, government, but that's not the answer, amen, to this world's problem. A lot of people say, well, I don't thank God for government. Go live in China then, amen. Hallelujah. Go live in some of these other countries and you'll thank God for what little bit of government we do. We still got about the best thing going, amen. Hey, is that all right? Amen. But I come to tell us here tonight, I tell you the answer to this world's problems is a man named Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, I still believe God turns nations around. Jonah, go down and preach to Nineveh. Amen. And I'm going to reach that city. Jonah, Jonah knew God would do what he said. He didn't want to go to Nineveh. That was their enemy. Amen. But he ran the other direction. All because Jonah knew God would do what he said he would do. Hey, what happened? Amen. You know the story. Got swallowed by a whale. Ended up in the belly of that whale. And he cried unto the Lord, give me another chance. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah. What? Second time. And this time he was 2 days' journeys out. He was still way out of the city, but he started crying, Nineveh, get ready and turn to God. What happened to that city? A bunch of ignorant people that didn't know their right hand from their left. That's pretty bad, ain't it? I tell you what happened to that city. They turned, amen, back to God, and God turned that city around. It wasn't the government. It wasn't the president, but it was God. And if there's ever going to be help in this land, it'll be when the people cries back to their God and say, God, help us, and turn things around. Thank God in heaven. Hey, God, my family can still get the Holy Ghost. Your family can still get the Holy Ghost. We can still have revival. Because God, he looked at me tonight and he said, oh, the Lord is moving in our midst. And I said, oh God, give us revival. And you can have revival if you want it. I said, God, still, we'll move in our midst if we want it to. We got to ask him to come. We got to beg him to take his abode. I believe God. How many in this house can raise a hand and say, I believe God. I believe he's still going to move. I believe revival's still going to come. I believe God.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
I do.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Point number one. Amen. Right. Hallelujah. I got to get 7. Amen. You know the story how this young man, amen, Elisha put his eyes upon his eyes. He put his mouth upon his mouth. And his hands upon his hands. And the Bible said that he stretched himself upon this young lad. Amen. And his flesh became warm. Amen. And he sneezed 7 times. And the Bible said the child got up. Hallelujah. Hey, and that's what my message here tonight in essence is. I wonder what happened when that boy sneezed. Hey, I wonder what would happen if some of you sneeze. Hey, God, I wonder what would happen if God would put his spirit on us and get some things out so he could come in. Hey, hey, God in heaven. And one of the girls told me the other day, said, Dad, hey, man, the outside refrigerator in our garage, that's my refrigerator. I ain't hardly allowed to touch the one inside. I get it dirty, amen. But outside's my refrigerator. And the girl said, Dad, something in that refrigerator stinks, amen. I don't know what it was. Believe it or not, I think it was that broccoli. That broccoli was turning yellow and brown and black looking. I mean, something smelled rotten in there. And you know what I had to do to get rid of the stench? I had to go searching on the inside of the refrigerator and get some things out in order to get a better smell in. Hey, that's what some of us need to do. We need to let God cleanse us. Amen. To sneeze means to expel and to get rid of some things. We got to get rid of unbelief. Hey, I said we got to get rid of those things that's holding us down. And the second thing, I'd like to preach here tonight. We gotta get rid of pride.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Hey, pride hits the list of 7 things that are an abomination to God. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift, amen, in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. Let me tell you something. Pride heads up this list of things that God hates. If some folks could buy themselves, hey, amen, for what they're really worth and sell themselves for what they think they're worth, that can be instantaneous millionaires. Some of us feel like the world can't turn without us. Some of us feel like God can't make a move without us. I tell you what, God can do anything He wants. But I thank you, Lord, let's even think about using me. Hey, we're nothing but a bag of mud. But if God gets in the midst, we can be used. Giants can fall by the hand of a young lad. Hey, I come to tell us, if we could just get rid of pride and let God have essence in our life.
Yes, Lord.
Pride goes before destruction.
Yep.
And a haughty spirit before fall. Hey, here is the rule. Hey man, you ever heard the old time rule? To go up, you must come down. Yeah. And to come down, you'll go up. Hallelujah. That's what the Bible said.
Yeah.
And whosoever shall exalt himself
shall be abased.
And he that shall humbleth himself shall be exalted. The way to strength is through service. Go ask any, amen, successful business. Go ask the owner of Chick-fil-A. How do you build a successful business? I don't know about you, but I like that. When I go through the line at Chick-fil-A and order a chicken sandwich and I say, thank you. And they look and they say, my pleasure, sir. I like that. Amen. Amen. Service. Hallelujah. Great God in heaven. How much more do you believe God likes it when He knocks on our heart and says, I got to work. I got a job. I'm calling you to prayer. I'm calling you to fast. I'm calling you to commitment to your church and to the ways of God. And you say, my pleasure, Lord. Use me, God. Hey, I believe it moves God on the throne. God wants us to commit. God wants us to be faithful. God wants us to be dependable.
Yes, yes, Lord. Holy, holy Lord, holy Lord.
Amen. Do you believe that tonight?
Yes.
I believe He wants us to sell out. Amen. And put all our eggs in one basket. And that's His basket. Hallelujah. Hey, sometimes we wonder whether anybody wants to work. Hey, God, I told somebody the other day I turned down more work this year than I ever have. I never would have thought. I must be running out of batteries. Amen. I never would have thought, Brother Scotty, help me, Brother, over here. Amen. I never would have thought, amen, 10 years ago
that
I'd turn down work. I said, Brother Charlie, last night, I said, Brother Charlie, I remember when I mowed yards for $10 and $12 a piece. Hey, it costs a little more than that to get me now. Amen. You know why? Amen. Nobody wants to work out there. Nobody wants to be tied down. Amen. Michelle and I was looking at this boy, and it's nothing to it, but he'd been walking up down the street, and I think he's picked up some yards. Amen. Just cutting a few yards. Amen. She made the remark. Amen. I can't give you too much insight on our private conversation, but she said, I think that old boy's sorry, ain't he? Hey, amen. I think he's sorry. Hallelujah. Hey, God, he ain't got much work in him. Let me tell you something. That's society today. Nobody wants to work. Nobody wants to do anything. Nobody wants to be tired. Oh, don't count on me. That's why I got a business right now. Amen. That's why I got, amen, jobs and work and things like that. Because nobody wants to be tied down. God said, I need somebody.
Yeah.
I'm calling somebody to work.
Woo.
But nobody wants to work. Nobody wants to do anything. Nobody wants to be dependable. But God said, I need somebody dependable.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Great God. Hold on, Brother Tom. Amen. The third thing we're going to have to get rid of, if we're going to have a move of God, amen, if we're going to have to expel some things, the third sneeze I'd like to see, amen, we're going to have to get rid of greed.
Yeah. Right. Yes, Lord.
Come on. Nothing will take life out of somebody as quickly as greed will.
That's right.
Amen. It did that man in the Bible in the book of Luke chapter 12.
He said, I'm going to tear down my barns. I'm going to build greater barns. I think he said, I six or seven times. I'm going to lay up for self for plenty of years to come. Me, 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 me. But the problem is, he didn't live for years to come. My soul is required of him tonight. What are you going to do? I come to tell us we're in the greediest generation that we've seen in years. I said, it's a greed-filled society. Give me, give me, give me. I want all I can have. It's time for us to put us behind and to put God first.
Yes, praise God. Hallelujah.
Let greed get a hold of you. And it'll take you down. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content, Hebrews said, with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee, and I will never forsake thee.
Right.
Give us the people that's content with what they have. Hey, why is the church world in such a shape today? I tell you why we're not even content. Amen. With churches today. Well, I'm all right till that preacher gets on things that my hobbies and things I'm doing. And then I don't got to put up with that. So I'll run on down to the next church. Guess what? They're going to pop your bubble too. But I'll run on down to the next church. Hey, I come to tell us it's time for us to grow up. It's time for us to man up. It's time for us to woman up and say, God, I want you in my life. Lead me. Sanctify me.
Yes.
Get my heart in a good place that I can obey God.
Thank you, Lord. God.
Woo.
Holy, holy, holy Lord.
You can mortgage your soul and try to keep step. Amen. Oh, yes, with society and the things of this old world, but it'll take you down.
Right.
One contact with Jesus. I don't have to spend a lot of time here because Brother Tom did this morning. But one contact with Jesus renovated the life of Zacchaeus.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, Lord, the half of my goods I'll give to the poor.
Yeah.
Amen. And if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I will restore unto him fourfold. He said, God, everything I've got's yours anyway. Hey, pray for me here. Amen. But I come to tell us, just like I told you this morning, you might wake up tomorrow and a car wreck might end your financial success. Hey, you might wake up tomorrow and come down with some dreaded sickness or disease and not be able to work a day in your life. Hey, I come to tell you, it ain't 10% of us God's, 100% is the Lord's. God's been good. I can't be greedy. Everything I've got comes from Him.
Yes, sir.
So Zacchaeus met God. He met Jesus. And he said, I'll give half what I got to the poor. If I took something falsely from false accusation, if I took something from somebody falsely,
right.
No, think of this. This man's took a lot of money up. He's a tax collector.
Yeah.
He said, if I've wronged anybody, I'll repay them fourfold. In other words, if I took $100 from them that they didn't owe me, I'll give them four back. Hallelujah. Hey, listen to what Jesus said. This day, Zacchaeus, salvation has come to thy house. He said, this day, hey, God in heaven. I like what Brother Tom said. Hey, aren't you glad that if you got a salvation that don't reach your billfold, hey, then great God, you might not have got it like you should have got it. Because when you really get it, He'll get your billfold. He'll get your attitude. He'll get your heart. Like you said, everything I've got, I'll give it back to you, God. Hey, I come to tell us, we got to get rid of greed.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Come on. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. You know, some of the happiest people I know are giving people.
You got it.
That's the happiest people you can be around.
You got it.
You get around somebody that's got all kinds, but they never give a dime to nobody or nothing. They're the most miserable people you ever be seen around. I've read of people dying, Brother Scotty. Hey man, have tons of money in the bank, but they're so greedy they wouldn't flip a light switch on at night time. Hey God, they're so greedy they wouldn't go to the store and buy what they want to eat. Hey man, they wanted to hold it just a little bit longer. I like to tell you tonight, I know as soon as I say it, Brother Chuck will send me a picture, but I ain't never seen a hearse pull a U-Haul yet. I know they got something made up. I ain't seen a little eye person. Thank God. I come to tell you, naked came I into this world, and naked shall I return thither. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I come to tell you, everything God gives, it comes from Him.
Come on.
Learn to give, and God will give you peace. Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Amen. I wish I could have went up there to Richlands. I got plenty of time tonight.
Come on.
I wish I could have went up there. I grew up going to that youth camp. I've told him many times. Amen. On Thursday, I asked Michelle, I said, did they take up pledges on Thursday night? She laughed and said, yep. Thursday night's pledge night. Everybody knows that. And when I was younger growing up, it was either Mike Roberts or Randy Webb. And they could get money. Hey, woo, out of a turnip. Hallelujah. Amen. They'd start off. Has anybody got it there? You know, they take that money. They built that 60-some acres. They built that big open-air tabernacle. They've got softball fields and dorms. And every year they take that money and add into that camp. And hard to tell how many young people's lives that has touched. Woo! Here I was 13, 14 years old. Anybody give a thousand? Great God, I didn't even want to blame my eyes. Amen. Anybody that got down? Anybody give 500? Hey, I mean, I didn't hardly want to breathe. Well, they got down. Who will give 100? This one raised a hand. Now, you know, hands were going up all through there. But when it got to $100, it might as well have been 1,000 for me. Who will give 100? I didn't have no money, but my heart started beating, Brother Chuck. That heart was a flutter. And the Lord said, give 100. Hey, I know it ain't a lot of money. That was a lot of money 24 years ago to a 13-year-old boy. Hey, I raised my hand. And I think old Brother Mike took a double take. Really, it's Jason Becker. And I raised my hand. I'll give $100. I didn't have no way to pay it. But I said, God, if you'll give me a job when I go home, I'll cut the neighbor's grass. Woo! All we need, I'll paint decks, whatever it takes. I tell you, went home that summer, and I ain't looked back since. God has made a way. Woo! I better live in knowing yards. I come to tell us, God will make a way. It's paid dividends, it's paid interest, and it's still paying off today. My oldest daughter got the Holy Ghost in that tabernacle that I gave to help build. I come to tell us it pays to give to God. I said it pays to serve God.
Woo! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord.
It's still paying dividends. Woo! It's still coming in.
Yeah.
Hey, I come to tell us, is there anybody in the house that'll raise a hand and say, God, help me to give?
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Thank you, Lord.
Right.
Praise you, Lord.
Fourth sneeze we need to get rid of.
Come on.
Yeah. Is the deadly, amen, insert of discouragement.
So true, so true.
We are living in a depressed generation. Amen. Self-pity and depression can paralyze you. Amen. Collapse under the avalanche of bad news. It's easy to surrender, to say, what's the use? Everybody else is giving in to hell. Everybody else is giving in to the devil. Somebody said, look at this church down there. They're doing it. Look at that church. I ain't never got caught up in all that mess. I don't care what they're doing down there.
Right.
I don't care what they're doing over there.
Right.
As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord.
Woo!
I'm going to stand for God. I've got convictions that God has given me. And I live according to my convictions. Not to what so-and-so believes. Not to what they say. To what God has shown me. You got to learn what you believe.
Come on.
And once God convicts your heart, you better stand on it.
Holy.
There's some things I do, Brother Earl, whew, that are not sin, but I just don't do them. Because the Lord told me years ago to lay them aside.
Sure.
I told Michelle the other night, they was packing for UCAP, and they said, well, we heard you can't wear short sleeves up there. And I said, well, not that I ever knew of. Amen. There's not a thing wrong with short sleeves, sir. I'm not here telling nobody in here.
Come on.
There's nothing wrong with the short sleeves, sir. But for some reason, when I got saved at a young age,
yeah,
I knew God had a calling on my life.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something here. Let's separate the wheat from the chaff here. Amen. The ministry has a higher calling than the laity. A preacher is held to a higher standard. And I knew from a young age that God had called me to preach. Amen. At 13 or 14, somewhere around there, I was out one day riding a four-wheeler. I'll never forget it. I was riding a four-wheeler, and I looked there at them long, lanky, skinny arms, and I tried to put them down. And I thought, man, hey, I'm naked. That's what I thought. Hey, God in heaven, there's not a thing wrong with them. But for Jason, there is, because God dealt with my heart. I gave them up years ago. Them old boys we mow every day. It was 90 this week. I make them wear a shirt. Thank God. Hey, amen. Somebody told me about a preacher that's on the radio that cuts his grass in shorts. Hey, man. Hey, I come to tell you, ain't no preacher I know cuts grass in shorts. Come on. If you got the same Holy Ghost, God, you can't cut your grass in shorts and take your shirt off and live like the world. I come to tell us a preacher is held to higher standard.
Yes, yes, yes.
I realize that.
Come on.
I understand that.
There you go.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, man. I come to tell us here today, we got to understand what we believe. And when God convicts your heart, you better stand on it.
That's it.
Stand on it.
Thank you, Lord.
Stand on it.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't care what Johnny does. I don't care what Susie does. You better stand on it.
Holy God.
I feel like it's some of your problem. Amen. You ain't never got man enough and woman enough to stand up for what you believe. Hallelujah. You got to believe in something or you'll fall for anything.
You're right.
Amen. You got to figure out what it is you believe in.
Right.
And when you find it, and God, you say, I don't know what it is. You better pray it through on the altar and figure out what it is and live Bible holiness.
Let me tell you something.
I got to hurry up here. If it's in the Bible, black and white or red and white, it's not up for debate.
Come on.
It's not up for debate. I don't see it that way. I don't care how you see it. I'm not being mean here. I'm being as respectful as I can. I don't see it that way. Well, great God, you can see anything anyway. Hallelujah. I've heard black people say they wasn't black. They say they was Indians. That don't make them an Indian. Woo! Hey, God, that don't make him an Indian.
That's right.
Hey, I've heard white men say they're this, that, and the other. That don't make, great God, now we're in a generation where girls are saying they're boys. That don't make them a boy. Hey, God, boys are saying they're girls. That don't make them a girl. Hey, man, black is black. White is white. Girls are girls. Boys are boys. We got to learn what we believe in and stand on it.
Yes, Lord.
Stand on it.
Thank you, Lord.
Stand on it. Stand on it.
Thank you, Lord.
Pray it through in an altar, and you'll be able to stand.
Yeah. Holy.
Woo! Oh. Pray it through, church. Some of you need to learn how to pray. Some of you need to learn how to pray through.
Yes, yes, yes.
We don't hear that no more.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Anybody know what it is to pray through?
Yes, sir.
You know what that is? Yes. That's when you pray about something and you hear the bells of heaven ring.
Right.
Woo! Let me tell you something. I prayed some things through, Sister Jo, and once I prayed them through, I never looked back on them. And God, let me tell you, we have hard enough time getting people to live Bible holiness, much less man-made standards. I could care less if you wear a red shoe or a red dress, amen, or wear pantyhose inside or out. And God, we have hard enough trouble getting them to live Bible holiness. We got to make our mind up. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord.
Woo! Thank you, Lord. Come on, brother. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hey. Preacher called me the other day. I'm sure I already got the year wrong. 59 or 69. The Church of God voted in wedding bands.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
And they voted them in. And they said the Holy Ghost spoke three times in that convention and said, don't allow this, don't allow this.
Yeah.
Amen. They thought they could stop there. Amen. Now you go look at the Church of God.
Come on now.
Amen. It didn't stop with just a wedding band.
No,
right. Amen.
Right.
It didn't stop there, Brother Scotty. But you know where it is now? Now they got them hanging out their ears. Now they got them hanging out their nose. Now they got them hanging around their necks. Amen. Now they got them hanging off their wrist. Now they got them hanging off every little place they can. It had to have a place to start.
Right.
Let me tell you something. Once you turn the road on it, and once you allow the devil in, there's no turning back. If you give him an inch, he'll take a mile. Now you look at the Church of God. It ain't nothing but a charismatic movement. It's a bygone years. Don't have the move of God like they one time did. All because they let the devil in a little bit at a time.
Lord have mercy. Holy God.
Lord,
holy
you,
God.
Jesus.
Holy, holy.
I thought I was going to get through, but I don't guess I am.
Holy God.
Yes.
Come on. Come on. Come on.